Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. My teaching title, Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right, is vital for mankind in general, and especially Christians, because we have an adversary, Satan, whose only intention is to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's deadly diseases, including COVID-19, were spawned in the pit of hell to destroy God's greatest creation, man. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning of this teaching know that based on Scripture, I have made a valid case that the Holy Bible is a blood covenant book that was instituted by our Heavenly Father on the life, blood, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a result of Jesus' obedience and faithfulness to complete his earthly assignment, mankind can once again be reunited to our Creator and live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. God gave Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, to lay his life down on our behalf, whereupon safeguarding the blood covenant he made with Abraham and ensuring that no man could once again separate us from him. As a result, we can depend on God's promises recorded in the Holy Bible. His promises are forevermore written and confirmed on his life unto death. I thank my God and Jesus Christ that God is not a man that he should lie. Further, that Jesus did complete his redemptive assignment for all men. Christians can rest assured that our salvation and abundant life is paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, including our covenant right to divine healing. Before we read our four foundational scriptures for this teaching, I want to emphasize that I am purposely reading these foundational scriptures each week so that the truth contained in these verses will penetrate not just your mind but your spirit. Whereupon, in the future, when sickness and disease try to come against you, the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance this living word of God. Then you can speak this blessed word over your challenge and drive Satan and his demonic assignments away from you. Before we complete this teaching, we will be discussing the importance of making daily faith confessions over yourselves and loved ones. For this study, I will continue to quote from the Amplified Study Bible unless otherwise stated. Now please turn to our first foundational scripture found in the book of Psalm, Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me. Bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits. Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle. Please turn to our second foundational scripture found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, "But in fact, he, Jesus, has bore our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assumed that he was stricken, struck down by God and degraded, and humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him, Jesus, and by his stripes, wounds, we are healed." Please turn to our third foundational scripture found in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8, we're going to read verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, "When evening came, they brought to him, Jesus, many who were under the power of demons, and he cast out the evil spirits with a word, and restored to health all who were sick, exhibiting his authority as Messiah, so that he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took our infirmities upon himself and carried away our diseases." Now let's turn to our last foundational scripture found in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. "He, Jesus, personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as on an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his, Jesus' wounds, you who believe have been healed." Family, I want to emphasize that last part of the sentence or verse of 24. It says, "For by his, Jesus' wounds, you who believe have been healed." The emphasis is on those who believe, those who desire the goodness of God and believe, they will apply the covenant benefits, including divine healing, our covenant right. All of these scriptures and many more like them that we have read throughout this teaching tell us that Jesus took every sickness, every pain, every disease on himself. As a result, we believers do not have to accept Satan's physical attacks on mankind. We are healed in Jesus. Let's move forward with our study as it pertains to the seven redemptive names of Jesus Christ. When we first started this teaching on October 7th of 2020, I stated that we would be studying only one of the many covenant rights we have in Jesus, which is divine healing. However, our gift of salvation includes many benefits, which can be seen clearly in the seven redemptive names of Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will continue to highlight these names in the following weeks so you will know the richness of your position in Christ and live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Let's resume where we left off last week, and that was with the second redemptive name of Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord who is always with you or always present. Shammah is spelled S-H-A-M-M-A-H, the Lord who is always with you or always present. It is good to know that we can trust on our Savior because he will never leave us nor forsake us. Please turn to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Family, pay close attention to the last part of this verse. Again, He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Do not fear or be dismayed. In the last few days, we've heard and seen some very violent and dangerous situations in the capital of the United States. But our God says, do not be dismayed because He is with us. But we must know that He is the God who is always with us, that our Savior has already completed His work in Him. So we have to know what our covenant rights are so that we can put pressure in the spirit realm and speak the word over every situation that might try to come against us. So family, pay close attention to the next scripture found in chapter 27, verses 1 and 3. Psalm 27, 1 and 3. Verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the refuge and fortress of my life. Whom shall I dread? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though an army encamped against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, even in this I am confident. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. You know, again, the Lord told us in Scripture that there will be tribulations, but do not fear, because He is here to keep us safe and sound. But you must speak the word over the challenge. So I trust that you Christians, when you saw on TV the things that are going on in D.C. and other places, that you did speak the word in faith in the name of Jesus. I want to reread verse 3 as a reminder to emphasize the kind of power and authority we have here in this earth realm. Verse 3 says, though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, even in this I am confident. Amen. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 28. Let's read verses 19 and 20. Verse 19 says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance, on every occasion, even to the end of the age. Family, good news, good news. Let me emphasize some very important points that are being made in these two verses. Going back to verse 19, I want to start off by reading that first part of the verse that says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words. You know, Christians, we need to share the good news of Jesus Christ. People are hurting. They're being deceived. They're being manipulated. But if we who know the word of God share the word of God according to scripture, we will be able to win people over. They will learn of the goodness of God, how He operates, not this fake, deceptive word that Satan has out there. They will learn of Him, they will believe in Him, and they will obey His words. Amen. Then in verse 20, I want to reread that last part of the verse that says, lo, I am with you always. This is what Jesus has told us Christians. Those of us that have called on his name and are followers of Jesus Christ, he says he will always be with us, remaining with us perpetually, regardless of circumstance and on every occasion, even to the end of the age. So we don't have to be fearful, but we do need to watch and pray and come against Satan's assignments for violence, hatred, and all that is negative in this world. Let's also read from the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13. We're going to read verses 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, "Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financially ethical, being content with what you have. For he has said, I will never, under any circumstance, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Surely not." Verse 6, "So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?" Oh, these are wonderful words of comfort during this pandemic and violence against the United States. So family, we want to make sure that we are doing God's word, living out the word of God, and studying the word so that we know exactly what God has provided for us in our covenant with Jesus Christ. All right, so let's go back to verse 5. I want to highlight a couple of statements that are made just to emphasize the kind of protection we have and that Jesus is always with us to protect and to provide. It says in verse 5, middle of this verse says, "Be free from the love of money, shun greed, be financially ethical." And family, I know that we have seen some situations reported on the news and elsewhere about leaders who are so greedy that they are stealing from what they believe is making their pockets full. But we know that that is just an end or a means to an end, because Satan is about stealing, killing, and destroying. So don't be part of that group that do not honor God, both in spirit and in physical everyday needs, including finances. Then at the very bottom of the verse, it says, "I will never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up or leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Surely not." Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We are protected. Amen. Then in verse 6, in the middle of the verse, it says, "The Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid." You know, it's easy in the natural to put our eyes on the circumstances that are surrounding us. But just keep in mind that everything in this earth realm is subject to change. And the word of God can change it for your betterment. So keep your eyes open and your mouth full of the word of God to speak life into this time, these situations that arise. Jesus is the Lord who is always with us. Amen and amen. Let's go on to the third redemptive name we will examine is Jehovah Shalom. Shalom is spelled S-H-A-L-O-M, meaning the Lord who is my peace. Now, I want to remind you that earlier in this teaching, I shared with you the Hebrew definition of Shalom, which has an extended meaning of peace, harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. Everything that is good for mankind. Let's start with the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 26, we're going to read verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 says, "You, Lord, will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Trust confidently in the Lord forever. He is your fortress, your shield, your banner. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages." Oh, thank you, Lord. Again, I'm going to highlight some key points in this two verses. Starting with verse 3, I want to read the first part of the verse, which says, "You, Lord, will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focus on you, both in inclination and character." Christian, if you want to live in peace in these trying times, you will have to know what the Word of God says and then set your mind and your mouth, that is your words, line them up with the Word of God so that you are committed to what God says and not what man says. The last part of verse number 4 says, "He is my fortress," that being the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, "our shield, our banner. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages." Take comfort in that, family, that we have the answer to every situation that arises. Satan has no place in our lives. There's no weapon formed against us that can prosper if we keep our eyes and our words steadfast on God's promises. Let's go on to John, book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus is speaking. It says, "Peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge." Wow. This verse could have been spoken by Jesus today, knowing what's going on in this nation, the great nation of the United States. Not only are we being hit by a pandemic, but now we've seen uprisings, insurgents, terrorism, and we have national coverage on it. So when we see these things going on, again, family, pray. Put the Word of God over that situation. I want to key in on a couple of statements that are made in the first part of the verse. It says, "My peace, my perfect peace." That's Jesus' perfect peace. "Not as the world gives do I give you." The world has moments of peace, but they are not the peacemaker. We got the answer. Are we willing to stand up for the Word of God and pray through these situations, put a demand in the spirit realm to get God's Word out so that Satan can continue to be under our feet? Then the last part of the verse says, "Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge." Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank the Lord for His Word because it is ever living and it does not change. It is everlasting. All right, let's go on to chapter 16 of the book of John, verse 33. Jesus is speaking. It says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you have tribulation, and distress and suffering, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My quest is accomplished, my victory abiding. Amen and amen. You know that scripture is for today. It is for all times. But when we see things going on that are ungodly, that are spawned by the pit of hell, that are causing discord and disunity, you know Satan is involved in all that mess. So I want to read that verse one more time. Listen very carefully, family. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. Now, the word may have perfect peace is a result of it's up to you. You have a free will. You can be stressed out if you want to, but Jesus is telling you, in me, seek me, and you will have that perfect peace. It says, you have tribulation and distress and suffering in this world, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. And why can we feel courageous, confident, and filled with joy? It says, because I, Jesus, have overcome the world. My quest is accomplished, not going to be accomplished, but already done, my victory abiding. Oh, I'm so sorry, family. My time is up. Please return next week as we continue our study on divine healing, our covenant right. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.